Well, hello there. Today, we are going to be talking about how emotionally intelligent people handle negative people. And I hope by the end of the episode, you'll have some strategies you can adopt for yourself that can help you handle the negative people in your life. If it's your first time here, a big welcome to you. On this podcast, we talk about mental wellness, mindset, and personal development. And if you've been here before, a huge, wonderful welcome back to you. And a special shout out to people from Uganda, United Kingdom, Congo, Kenya, Fiji, Angola, US, Zimbabwe, Dubai, and the Netherlands, because that's where the biggest percentage of our listeners is coming from. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So you are probably wondering, what is emotional intelligence? Well, emotional intelligence has to do with a person's ability to recognize, understand, and manage his or her own emotions and the emotions of others around them. Emotionally intelligent people can usually identify emotions and understand the role that they play in influencing a person's thoughts, their words, and their actions. And usually emotionally intelligent people do that by quietly observing both themselves and others and reflecting on those observations and sometimes sharing those conclusions. And emotionally intelligent people are usually easy to spot because they tend to successfully manage difficult situations. They also have a knack for being able to handle negative or toxic people, which is what our topic is about today. If you are wondering if you are emotionally intelligent, well, there is a book I highly recommend by Daniel Goleman. It's called Emotional Intelligence. And in his book, he stipulates that emotional intelligence, which is normally shortened as EQ, is as important as IQ for success, whether that be in academic, professional, social, or interpersonal aspects of one's life. So I highly recommend that book, because it will not only help you understand emotional intelligence from its first principles, it will also teach you how to be a more emotionally intelligent person in your daily life. And now, a little backstory. I feel that each of us knows at least one negative or toxic person, and it is so hard being around negative people. I have a friend, I'll call her Karen. I love her so much. I love her in my heart, but I only interact with her when I don't have any other options, when I really have to. She's an engineer by profession, and for whatever reason, she drains me. Usually when we hang out, she'll either make a demeaning comment about me, or she'll make a snarky remark about one of our mutual friends. Sometimes she'll just complain about everything and everyone in her life, and she'll just go on and on and on about, you know, how the world hates her, nothing goes her way. And like, she's just so negative. And everywhere we go, she has this strong energy, a negative energy, and it just infects everywhere we go. The people, like, people try to avoid her, and it's just not pleasant energy to be around. And as we all know, everything is energy. And if you're around someone with such negative energy, it's either going to affect you negatively, or you are going to have to become negative so that you can, you know, deal with it. And it's challenging having someone like this close in anyone's life. Ultimately, many people just say, you know what, cut them off. Cut her off, stop talking to her, ignore her, she'll find other friends. But personally, I feel that cutting people off is not always the best way. Do you have a Karen in your life? Do you have negative or toxic people in your life? I hope so, because if you do, then this podcast, this episode is entirely for you. So now I'm going to go into the psychology field. You know, according to psychology, when someone has the power to get under your skin and make you feel drained of all your positive energy, that usually implies that they have some power over your mind and emotions, and so they are pulling you in. Yeah, the reason we get so drained by negative people is that we get sucked into their reality, and so we are trying to change them so that that reality can also change. It's draining, and it is also very frustrating and exhausting. But think of the last time you tried to change something about yourself. Maybe it was a workout, maybe it was a diet, maybe it was a new habit you wanted to adopt, going to bed earlier, reading a book every week, starting a podcast, whatever it is. Just think of the last time you tried to change something about yourself, positive or negative. Think back how hard it was to effect that change, and imagine how much harder it is to change someone else. So in hindsight, it is not the person that is draining you. You are draining yourself by trying to change the unchangeable. So when you are around this person, you get the feeling that they are draining you, but in actual sense, you are the one draining yourself, because you are trying to change this negative situation into a positive or more ideal situation. But the key to handling negative people, the key that emotionally intelligent people use, is to understand that this is not about you. It has never been about you. It is about their struggles. So today, I want to share some proven strategies that you can also utilize to help you deal with negative or toxic people in your life. First and foremost, you have to adapt and adjust your expectations, what is in front of you. Most people usually say, you know what, lower your expectations. Whatever that means to you, just adjust your expectations to what's in front of you. Emotionally intelligent people have mastered the art of adapting and adjusting expectations to what's in front of them. So just think about it. Some people were raised by parents that see their glass as half empty always and never half full. You know that analogy of there is a glass and it's halfway filled with water, and then they ask different people, is this glass half full or half empty? Usually people who see it as half empty are people who are always thinking of, what more can I do to fill this gap? Usually they are considered pessimists or realists. While the other category of people sees the glass as half full, you know, I'm appreciating the little I have while I hope to make it more. They are usually considered optimists or idealists. Other people have been deeply wounded in their lives or have gone through something terrible, and you know, it's a permanent scar that's not going to go away. You may not always know the reason that someone has such a negative outlook on life. Personally, I have learned to brush negativity off and say that, you know, that's Karen being Karen. That way, I take back the power of control over my own emotions and my reaction, and I can manage to maintain a positive mindset despite the negativity around me. You also need to learn to set boundaries. Emotional intelligence comes with the ability to set boundaries that help you maximize your peace of mind. You need to learn to maximize your peace of mind. And there are some people that don't know any better. They like to talk about all the negative things going on in the world because I guess it gives them some sense of control, and airing out the negativity in the world around them gives them a false sense of victory, almost like, you know, they can cure their environment of negativity by pointing it out long enough. And in as far as you being able to set boundaries, you need to learn that there is a difference between someone coming to you for support and someone always just dumping on you whatever is troubling them. You are allowed not to like it. You need to learn to protect your mind space, and that will come about by you setting boundaries. Another strategy that can help you is learning to resist the urge to solve other people's problems. I am very guilty of this one, and early on in my mental health career, that caused me a lot of stress and anxiety and depression whenever I'd be in a counseling session and people come and talk to me about whatever problems they were suffering and stuff. Much as I was empathetic, I took it upon myself to provide a solution to the very last mile. So if someone came in and they realized their problems could be solved by having a job, I would go to the ends of the earth to ensure that I help them get a job. Or if there were financial struggles, I would do everything in my power to ensure that I get some money for them. Like, basically, it helped, I guess, in a way, but you need to learn to resist the urge to solve other people's problems. And I've watched Scandal, and I love Kerry Washington's character, Olivia Pope. She's the ultimate fixer. There is no problem that's too big for her to solve. But you're only human. And I realize, man, that's a TV series. It's scripted and it's supposed to create this ideal situation that does not necessarily apply in the real world. And when you are trying to solve everyone else's problems, you can forget to love yourself and do things that are good for your own peace of mind. So I've learned to be emotionally intelligent in this particular thing, and I feel that you who's listening to this, you should learn to avoid being the fixer in everyone's life, because when you are too busy fixing everyone else's life, your own will start to crumble and fall apart. And usually, when you try to help someone through a negative situation and you give them your best advice and you go out of your way to ensure that, you know, you're giving them the best of you, if for any reason that might or might not have something to do with you, if for any reason they do not heed your advice, you are going to get upset about it. What you need to be able to ask yourself is, why am I working harder than this person is? Why am I working harder to help them solve their problem than they are working to solve their own problem that's obviously bothering them? So you should learn to offer advice and suggestions to help people through situations, but do not attach yourself to the outcome. And emotionally intelligent people ideally do not take responsibility for someone else's actions and life. You are responsible for your own life, and that goes to everyone. So, you know, resist the urge to be the all Miss or Mr. Fix It All and solve all of other people's problems. And this leads me to my next point. Have empathy, but do not take on the responsibility. In that example I shared before, you can have empathy, you can connect them to people, you can share suggestions, give advice on how they can turn their life around, you can make recommendations for them, you can do everything within your power to help, but don't break yourself in the process. So when a friend comes to you with a problem for which they need your support, you can acknowledge their struggles and their pains, but offer them support instead of taking on the responsibility for turning their life around. Because the moment you try to take on that responsibility, your life is going to have to come second. And like someone once asked me, who asked you to? Like, when you claim to be making all these sacrifices for people and things don't go well, or you feel like you sacrificed your own life to be able to take the responsibility for another person's life, they could just turn around and ask you who asked you to. So one efficient way of helping would be, you can ask what they have tried, you know? What have you tried to solve this problem? Help them analyze their options A, B, C, D. Give your advice and suggestions. Offer a listening ear. Make recommendations, etc., that sort of thing. But do not become anxious about their problem and take responsibility for it. Understand someone and let them sort that problem out. Allow yourself to understand and know that you can't fix it, and trying to fix it will just affect you. Try not to get pulled in. Practice emotional intelligence. Have empathy, but do not take on the responsibility. Another really helpful strategy is learning to accept where someone is at. Negative people sometimes do not realize that they are being toxic or negative to those around them. Sometimes they think it's just constructive criticism or discernment. People are not always negative on purpose, and they are just doing what they can with what they know. And there are situations where we are also negative towards others without realizing that we are. Sometimes in some situations, maybe you are the negative one. You know, if you are tuned out of your own emotions, you will also be poor at treating them in other people. So you need to also analyze yourself. Sometimes maybe you are the negative person in this relationship. But if you are sure that you are not, learn to accept where someone is at and acknowledge them, acknowledge their pains, and make them feel heard. Usually, emotionally intelligent people do not try to project an ideal situation over reality. They just accept where someone is at. Another helpful skill you can learn is how to redirect conversations. Emotionally intelligent people know how to gracefully redirect the conversation or change the subject. And there are multiple ways of tactfully or cleverly doing this. An example, you can acknowledge whatever the person has said and then, you know, talk about something else. Or you can compliment the person on their knowledge and then ask them another question whose topic you are more comfortable discussing. Or you can even be direct and say, you know what, not right now. I don't want to talk about this right now. Can we talk about something else? Ultimately, I believe life is too short to constantly be on guard and indulge in conversations that just rob you of your peace of mind. So, you know, just redirect that conversation. Also, you need to learn to let go of your ego and your own need to be right. Many times in life, we create our own drama by needing things to be a certain way. Emotionally intelligent people don't get themselves pulled into whatever is happening around them. So I recommend that you learn to let go of your ego and your need to be right. Because when it comes to negative people, it is always better if you exercise emotional intelligence. Otherwise, they will suck you in. So if someone is being negative and, you know, you feel like you are the one who has to correct them, you are the one who has to tell them everything they are saying that is wrong, you are the one who has to point out that in that situation right there they were being negative, and the onus is upon you to point out that they were putting out negative energy into the universe, and you won't stand for that. You're just robbing yourself of your own peace of mind, man. Let it go. You don't always have to be right. If they are being negative, don't let them suck you into it. Let go of your own ego and your own need to be right. And then, this one is very important. Seek out positivity. Seek out positive energy, because energy attracts like energy. You do not attract your desires by just what you think, but also by what you feel. Everything is vibration, and you attract those things that you are in vibrational resonance with, and your vibration is your feeling. So Seek out positivity as much as you can. Surround yourself with people who are constantly trying to improve themselves. And even when you're trying to help a negative person, know that you can only do so much, and allow yourself to, you know, like we said before, let go of your ego and help as much as you can without letting it suck you in. And, you know, just because someone has an opinion, it doesn't mean it should shape your reality. And if you surround yourself with people who just hate, blame, complain, gossip, basically, if you just surround yourself with people who are always negative, you'll never succeed. You'll just keep attracting that kind of energy. So endeavor to seek out positivity. As we come to the end of this episode, I really want to share that emotional intelligence is a major factor in our success. And the only way to change someone's mind is to connect with them from the heart. No one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And usually it isn't stress that makes us fall. It's how we respond to stressful events in our lives. I also want to share one of my favorite quotes by a guy named Eric Jensen. He said, "There is no separation of mind and emotions. Emotions, thinking, and learning are all linked." So having emotional intelligence is a key factor to helping you succeed in any aspect of your life. In summary, I want to summarize the strategies we have learned today that can help you act like an emotionally intelligent person in how you handle negative or toxic people in your life. Strategy number one, adapt and adjust your expectations to what's in front of you. Deal with the reality, not what would be ideal. Strategy number two, set boundaries. Learn to protect your own peace of mind by setting boundaries whenever you need to. Strategy number three, resist the urge to solve other people's problems. Help as much as you can, give suggestions, give advice, but don't try to be the one who solves everyone else's problems. Strategy number four, have empathy, but do not take on the responsibility. Do not take on the responsibility of being the person who turns around someone else's life. Help them, guide them as much as you can, but it's not your responsibility to turn anyone's life around. Strategy number five, accept where someone is at. Not where they should be, not where they could be, not where they would be if they listened to you. Accept where someone is at and interact with them from where they are at. Strategy number six, learn to redirect conversations. If you feel that a conversation is not serving you, learn to protect your peace of mind and figure out how to redirect it or change the topic or discuss something more constructive. Strategy number seven, let go of your own ego and your need to always be right. Strategy number eight, seek out positive energy and surround yourself with people who have positive energy and people who you want to be like. So those are our eight strategies for today that you can learn from emotionally intelligent people and how they handle negative people. And just to share about my friend Karen, I have since learned to let Karen be Karen. I know this might be wrong, but I figured that at least part of the reason she finds fault with every little thing. It's kind of because she's an engineer, and from early on in school, she has wanted to be an engineer since she was a little girl, and her father is an engineer. And from early on in her life, she was taught that her job in life would be to find problems and solve them. So I excused her and decided that, you know, maybe it's now her nature to find problems and fix them. So we are friends, but I still need to revise my emotional intelligence each time we interact. And thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I hope you have realized that we can learn how to deal with negativity and toxicity by exercising emotional intelligence in our lives. It's also important to realize that negative people are important in our lives because they help us grow, and we become empowered by realizing that we can be around people who are full of negativity and it does not suck us in and get us down to their levels. Thank you for listening in today, and I really want to hear from you. What strategies do you use to deal with negative people in your life, or do you have examples of when someone has been negative and what you could ideally do about it now? My name is Elizabeth Kasuja. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Until next Wednesday, bye-bye. Stay blessed. Stay awesome. Peace and love.